The Outpost Radio, the great outdoors.
Well, I'm camo, I'm ammo, I'm a country song on your radio. Yeah, sugar and spice, it makes it nice when you mix it with a little bit of fire and ice. I'm a shotgun, I'm a gator gun, I'm the one you'll be hunting when you want to have fun. If you're looking for a girl to rock your world, honey, then you're looking for a cowgirl.
Well, today on The Outpost, we're looking for a cowgirl, and I think we have found her. Christy Lee Cook, welcome to The Outpost.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. By the way, how's that record doing?
You know, it's still kicking. That's all that matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you recorded that, or you released it in November, and I read somewhere that you were currently working on another project with New Voice. What's that all about?
Well, we're just kind of always working on new stuff and new material and, you know, kind of looking for the next best thing, I guess, for songs. And, you know, I do have some songs that I've written and just kind of hoping that, you know, one of these is going to be the hit that I need. So
Right. Hopefully
we'll find that one soon.
Yeah, I bet you will. I bet you will. Now, did you write Looking for a Cowgirl?
I did. I co-wrote it with a friend of mine named Bridget Tatum.
Wow, good song. It's a great song.
Yeah, thank you.
I also read that you started performing at the ripe old age of 13. Is that right?
I did. I actually started performing when I was really young. And, you know, just kind of, I don't know, mom was the one that kind of started that whole thing with me. And so evidently she thought that I could sing well enough to get a manager. And so that's exactly what she did. And we kind of started doing shows and stuff around Oregon, and you know, it just kind of seemed to work out from there. I mean, we just really worked hard on getting my name out there. We finally got a manager, and then it kind of fell into place after that. I had a record deal at 17, and then kind of got released from that and ended up working to try to get, you know, another one. And it just worked out. You know, I ended up doing the Idol show after I had done so many years of trying to make it the original way of making it, and it just seemed to fall through every time. So I figured, you know what, I'm gonna give American Idol a shot, and that seemed to be the right path for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, you were for anybody who don't remember, you were in the finalist of, I think, I don't remember what year it was, but I know you were the seventh finalist. And you know, the funny thing about it is, as you were describing that and all those things you went through before, you know, getting the break on American Idol, and I mean, I read somewhere that you performed at Cowboys in Arlington, Texas, for, you know, singing 8 songs a night for 2 years. I mean, that is a struggle.
Yeah.
That is a struggle.
Yeah, that was definitely a lot of singing and a lot of, you know, just crazy, busy, and, you know, learning new songs every week, and just, you know, performing in a club obviously gets a little overbearing sometimes for a long period of time. But it was great because I learned a lot of stage presence there, and it was just another opportunity. And, you know, I was just happy to do it. So,
yeah, there was a Malcolm Gladwell wrote about the Beatles performing in the little clubs in Germany and little towns in Great Britain. And, you know, basically the tipping point came when they had about 10,000 hours of performing. They knew so much material, and they could play for 8 hours at a time if they had to. So I think there's something to that. I think you've got to kind of go through that working and learning how to be a performer.
Yeah, it definitely gave me a little bit more of an edge. You know, I was able to kind of do a lot of things that, you know, like, and just learn a lot of things. It's funny because you can do a lot of things and on that stage and nobody ever remembers it. So if you look stupid one night, they're not going to remember it the next day.
Because they're drunk. It's because
yeah,
they're overserved. They've had 2 minutes to drink, and they go, oh, who is that girl? And she just fell off the stage. Oh, no big deal.
Yeah.
Give me another round. Give me another round here. American Idol is got to be a mixed blessing. I mean, some of you guys have gone on to become superstars, and some are still working those clubs in Arlington, Texas, I guess. What's it been for you? Obviously, it's been a more positive experience for you.
Yeah, you know, American Idol was a great experience. That was one of the big, you know, stepping stones in my career. And it was just another great opportunity. And I just, you know, learned a lot from everything that I've done. And And, you know, starting from when I was little, having a manager that kind of helped me with stage presence and then doing a lot of shows and then moving to Texas and working at Cowboys. And I worked the chain at Cowboys, so I did San Antonio, Dallas, and Arlington. And then doing Idol. And then, you know, just everything that I've done has kind of been learning, you know, it's kind of been a learning process. And every year I get more confident and better with what I'm doing on stage and just want to, you know, perform. And I think one of the highlights that I did was Idol. I think that was a lot of fun and just kind of a boot camp, and not a lot of people get to experience that. And so that was a really, you know, kind of fun but also stressful time for me. So it was pretty neat to go through that.
And do you keep up with any of the people that you competed with on the show?
Did I what?
Do you keep up with those people that you competed with on the show?
I do, actually. Most of the females, like, let's see, Carly Smithson and Saisha Mercado and Ramiel Malubai and all them, they pretty much keep up with all of them.
That's great. Well, speaking of performing, I didn't know this until I started doing some research on you, but did I read this right? You were a competing barrel racer?
Yeah, actually, that's what I'm still doing that.
Oh, you are? That's cool.
Yeah, I do that a ton, and that's pretty much what I do right now on the side. I actually am living on a cutting horse ranch and riding cutting horses, and I'm barrel racing at, you know, as many weekends as I can. Actually, I have one this weekend, and then I've been doing a lot of barrel racing. I've been seasoning a new horse that I trained and just kind of, you know, getting him ready to go, and hopefully he'll be a pro rodeo horse soon.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, one step away from barrel racing is outdoor sports, and I know we're interested in that that issue related to you. What do you like to do? Do you like to hunt, fish? What are your outdoor
Everything.
Sports preferences? Everything?
Well, everything. I actually have an outdoor hunting reality show coming out in July on the Sportsman's Channel.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's called The Most Wanted List. It's me and my two best friends, and it's not just strictly a hunting show. It's more of a, you know, a reality outdoor adventure show. So it has hunting, deep fishing, skydiving, you know, just all kinds of adventures in the outdoors. And it's basically like doing a whole bucket list thing with your friends. And so we try to do that. And you know, it's really, really awesome and exciting to be filming that, though. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to do that kind of stuff.
Well, what kind of bucket list fishing thing have you done or are you planning on doing?
We're actually going deep sea fishing. I actually just went fishing today. I'm in Florida, and so we went deep sea fishing today. And then in April, we're doing, I know we're trolling for mahi, and I think it's dolphin fish. So not like the really cool dolphins, but the other dolphin fish.
Not flipper. You're not going to be catching flipper. Thank God.
No.
Thank God. Oh, my God.
Not that one, because I love that one.
Yeah, me too. I love flipper. We moved into some religious territory here when we're talking about flipper. But so have you got the whole show shot, or is it still in process?
The girls, Jesse and Jess, are my two best friends, and they're flying in this next week into Texas where I live, and we're going to be filming basically two hunts, and we're going to be filming two hunts, and then we're going to be skydiving and barrel racing and all kinds of stuff. So we're not done. We have three episodes left to film.
Wow. And tell me again when it starts and what channel?
It'll be on the Sportsman's Channel, and it starts in July on, July, I don't know exact date, but it's called The Most Wanted List. We do have a Facebook page that people can kind of keep up with us and stuff as well. But yeah, it's going to be a great show for the family, and it's very morally driven and stuff. So it's going to be really cool. I'm excited about it.
That's great. That is exciting. We'll have to catch up with you. Once it starts rolling, we'll have to call again and find out all the adventures that the Most Wanted girls got into.
Yeah, there's one of the girls on the show has never hunted before until this show happened. So pretty cool to be able to see, you know, one of the girls become this huntress, and she's like, you know, really into it now, and she's never hunted a day in her life before the show. So it's pretty neat.
That is neat. I mean, what do you think? The final question kind of revolves around, we're doing special issues on women and hunting and outdoor sports. What is it about outdoor sports that women have just recently discovered? Why are there more women than I've ever seen before involved in these sports?
Well, you know, I think that women are getting more involved with it because it's something a lot of women's husbands do that. And I think a lot of women are realizing that it's something that their husbands are passionate about. And so they're wanting to be a part of adventures with their husbands and have these memories and stuff with them. You know, a lot of times I go to places and the lodge is like, well, you never know that, like, the lodge is amazing half the time. And I'm like, man, so many wives could come out here with their husbands, but they don't because they just think that it's a hunting camp, you know. And so,
right.
And plus, I think a lot of women are actually, once they get out there and do it, I think they enjoy, you know, God's beauty and creation in the outdoors and just the adventure and everything that it's wrapped around. It just is a great way of making memories, you know. So I think that women are starting to realize that and they're starting to get more and more involved.
That's great. I think you're right. And I think you are one of the people that, you know, may be bringing that about. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
All right, well, we'll let you go. We've been talking to Christy Lee Cook, who's got a new show coming out, and we will look forward to seeing how that turns out. Christy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll chat with you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
I hear I'm a prowl for a good-hearted woman, wanting real bad to get into something. Well, baby, that something, something just might be me. Well, you can fancy me up and put me in your limo, fly me to Vegas. Hell, I'm rolling in the dough and I'm rolling with you. Well, I'm camo, I'm ammo, I'm a country song on your radio. Yeah, sugar and spice, it makes it nice when you mix it with a little bit of fire and ice. I'm a shotgun, I'm a get her done, I'm the one you'll be hunting when you wanna have fun. If you're looking for a girl to rock your world, honey, then you're looking for a cowgirl.
The Outpost Radio, the great outdoors.